Gemara says on Daf Let Menahem with Aleph by the two dots. It says a Hugar with Dafka Kipi, Gabi Chaver, he was Mafka Kipi by his son. Amar Le Havli Kipi, he asked him for his Kipi. Amar Le Yadana, he goes Vinu. He said, I don't know where I put them. Also Gemar of Nachan, Amar Le Kol Yadana Pshuzi, it's a Pshia. Zol Shlem, go and pay him. So Lo Shlem was a Mashalim. Also Nachan, Agmi La Panamine, he was Gaiva his Pana from him. Afterwards, they found the Kipi, they went up in price. Amar Nachman, how to keep the Mariah, Bahadra, Apana Le Mara. Everything goes back. So Amar Rabba said, "Have you seen the commander of Nachman? I was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Pirkin Hamafkin Hava, and we're learning Pirkin Hamafkin." Rashi says, "Pirkin Hamafkin Hava" means that we were Isaac and Pirkin Hamafkin at that time. But Amri learned and asked them. I said to him, "Shilam b'laratzul Shaba." The chart shver from the din of Shilam b'laratzul Shaba. Lehaduli didn't answer me, but Shapar Avadol Hadali. It's good they didn't answer me because it's a pasha lechiluk. My time, awesome lachilu medina, hacha achilu medina. That's the basic story that the Gemara brings down over here, and the Achanim point out. Different achanim, different places, that there's kama v'kama chidushim that one could learn from this mice over here, specifically from this line of a pirkin hamafkin hava. So in Rava asked Akasha, it says, Rava says, Avi yasim lekameid avnachanu pirkin hamafkin hava, we were learning pirkin hamafkin, v'amilan, I asked them from shim v'lo ratzul lishava. So the question is, why was it necessary for Rava to say a pirkin hamafkin hava that we were learning pirkin hamafkin? Why is that important? Just ask them Akasha, why do you have to tell them what you were learning? And Rav Chanan used to prove from here, this is brought down in the Sefer Aral Chanan, that you see from here that if a person is, let's say, the mashal, you're by a shir, and let's say it's a shir on Erevin, and you have a kasha from a gemara on Erevin, and you happen to be learning Erevin at the time, don't just ask the kasha and let everyone think that you're a baki bashas and you're a baki in Erevin, but you should say, I happen to be learning Erevin now, and therefore I have this kasha. Shouldn't it be miskabed masha einloi, and let people know that you only know this because you're learning it now, and that's what Rava did. Rava didn't want to sound like he knew more than he knew, so he told him, I have a kasha, but I have this kasha because I happen to be learning Perakam Afkid. And that's why I know this Indian, not that I'm don't be chayshim me of being a baki b'chol hashas. That's what Rav Chanan wants to take out from here. It happens to be that the Taras Chaim over here bavarns this kasha, and if you what he says, Rav Chanan's raya is not such a raya. The Taras Chaim says that the reason why the Gemara says pirkin mafkin hava is because when Rabbi asks his kasha, he asked a very much b'kitzer. He just says v'amri lo shilam v'lo ratzul lishava. It's almost like a code word. Nobody knows what he's talking about. What does that mean? What's the case? It's not the normal way to ask a kasha, unless everyone's holding that Indian. Then when you just say those words, everyone knows what you mean. So he's justifying the fact that he asked it in such a short and cryptic way. Shilam v'loratzul shava. He says, "Perkin amafkad havi." We were learning amafkad, so everyone was holding the Indian. Everyone knew what I was talking about, and therefore I was able to ask it in a b'kitzerdik way. And that is really how Rashi's mashia. Rashi says, "Perkin amafkad havi b'perik zeh hayinu oiskim." We were icing in it, not I was icing in it. So that is Rashi. I think is a little bit more mashia, like the Taras Chaim is learning. So that is another lima they take from here. The Sifrei HaKlalim bring out from here another chiddush that there's a shiloh when the prakim of Mishnayos were put together. At what time was it? After Chesimus Talmud, was it before? So they bring a raya from this gemara. Another gemara is that you see that there's already a musig of prakim in the days of the Amoraim, and the prakim already had names because he refers to this as Perek Amafkid. So you see from here that they already had prakim in those days. Reb Reuven Margolius brings a svar in the Seder HaMishnah of Arichas, another svar as well, that you see there's a musig of prakim already in the days of the Amoraim. And the last thing you see from here is that from the way he answered him, so he asked Akasha from Shimon Ratzel Shava, and it says, V'loya Hadarli, and he didn't, Nachman didn't answer me, but Shaper Avad L'loya Hadarli, it was good he didn't answer me. My time, Ahasam L'atach L'beidino, Hach Atach L'beidino. So they said the chiluk is pasha, and it's good they didn't answer me. That sometimes the Rebbe thinks that when Talmud asks a question, you have to always answer him, and you have to explain it in the most clear way, so the Talmud should understand. But it sounds like over here that that's not always necessarily the best way to be mechanech. Sometimes the Rebbe should say, if the Rebbe understands that this is a chiluk that the Talmud can figure out on his own, it's better not to spoon-feed it to him and not to tell him the answer, but allow him to come to it on his own. When he comes to it on his own, it's a better and greater kinyan in the Torah, and that's why he didn't answer him. And ad kedei kach that the Talmud understood that he's right for not answering him, because he had the havana that this is something that he understood on his own. And when you get it on your own, it's even a greater kinyan of Torah. So these are some of the limudim they're able to take out from this story of Pirkin Hamafkin Hamav.